welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel a bit messy. Each week, I help you get unstuck from whatever's holding you back, whether that's overwhelm, overthinking, or offers that just don't quite work, so you can build a business that actually works for you. Here's this week's episode. Have you ever felt like you're being judged? Or do you know that you're being judged and you don't really know what to do about it? That's what we're talking about today in this episode of the Unstuck podcast with me, Libby Langley. Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. Judgment's a funny thing, right? Sometimes, sure, you are, right? Because people are awful and they are judging you. But most of the time, either those people are on the faceless people on the internet, or it's in your head. And that is 99% of the time, you know, I think really that this is perception rather than actual fact reality. And this episode's born out of a couple of people that I know who've put questions to me. One is the lovely Michelle from Instagram. Hi. Well, not from Instagram. She doesn't live in Instagram. I know her. She lives locally to me. Hi, Michelle. Who said to me in a private message that she's got no idea why she's so worried about people judging her negatively and laughing at her. Okay. And I share this not to put... not to break any kind of confidence, of course, secrecy that Michelle's put in me, but because it is a very real issue that people have, and I feel it too, right? So I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to expand on that. And the other kind of side of the same coin is my friend Chris. Hi, Chris, if you're listening, a new listener to the podcast, who says, could I do an episode about judgment, but from the other side, struggling when others around you don't have the same belief that you do, the same self-belief that you do. And I think that's really interesting. It's two sides of the same thing, right? Really, the fear of judgment, but the fear of judgment in your head that a stranger on the internet is going to think you're a utter loser, right? And also other people, you know, the fear of judgment from people who are close to you in your inner circle, perhaps family, more specifically, just kind of don't believe that you can do it, right? Or that it's another pie-eyed scheme, or that, yeah, but, you know, ultimately you are just a bit of a disappointment and all of that. So two sides to the same coin, I think, really, but coming from different places. And it's really hard when you have an idea, when you're excited about it, when you think, do you know what? This is going to be great. And then either you picture someone laughing or rolling their eyes and saying, really? You think you can do that? I mean, I don't think there would be many people who would actually kind of say that out loud. They'd be horrible, wouldn't they? And they'd be horrible people to be around. But certainly, it's the unsaid thing that often really gets to us. And that's why it's, so difficult, because we build these stories up in our own heads that are possibly from one experience once or are from a lifetime of being, made to feel a certain way because of subliminal messaging, let's just say, from family members or whatever. And what happens with that is it makes you second guess everything. And those voices in your head get stronger and stronger and stronger. So the thing that you were excited about or really knew that you could do becomes either tainted and not as enjoyable, or it just never happens because you talk yourself out of it. And either of those really sucks, right? Because you're doing what you do because you want to do what you do, and because you love what you do, and because you're good at what you do. And so finding the inner confidence to just do it anyway is one of the toughest challenges that we face, I think. It's a kind of what, it's like a handshake, isn't it? A handshake, handbrake. I'm sorry, it's like a handbrake, not a handshake. That would be complete. That would be great. Wouldn't that be great if every time you thought of something, you pictured people just coming out and shaking your hands and telling you how great it was and how amazing you are? No, handbrake, where you kind of pull yourself up and you stop yourself, you know. And I think it's rarely a full on heckle from people. But it is often a, you know, it's in the subtle stuff. It's the hesitation, the kind of side eye and the vague concerns that people have around it. And it's funny, you know, my family, I've always been the underperformer, the disappointing one. And, you know, pretty much everything that I've ever done, I've had, oh, you can't afford it, has always been the first comment. You can't afford it. And it's like, well, A, you don't know how much it costs. B, you don't even really know what I'm talking about. And C, if I couldn't afford it, I wouldn't be doing it, would I? So, you know, it's always been kind of that. And yeah, when I got my MBA, I remember being in the queue for the toilets with my mum, and she said, because I was in my 30s, late 30s when I got my MBA, and my mum said to me, we always knew you could do it, you just took your time. And it's like, yeah, I feel like that's not really a supportive thing to say, you know, reinforcing the fact that up until that point, I had been, in fact, a huge disappointment. But, you know, they had faith regardless. And it's really hard to carry that around with you for your whole life. And it's taken me a lot of time, energy, effort, money, therapy, to actually just think, do you know what? I'm fine. I make my own choices. I live my own life. And that's okay. But these kind of things that we are led to believe or are subtly instilled in us throughout our whole lives do really carry on and influence our decisions. You know, it's particularly when you run your own business. It's hard. It's hard because you have to be the number one motivator, the number one action taker, and the number one, hold on a minute, let's not get carried away here, everybody one step at a time. And to have all those roles, you are also conflicting yourself because you're trying to push yourself forward, but also rein yourself back, right? And remember your energies and what you actually want to achieve. So you are in this kind of push me, pull you situation all the time. And both of those can add to this, what's everybody going to think? They're all going to think I'm an idiot. You know, that kind of negative stranger fear of putting yourself out there, that judgment, and also the reality of things that you have been told your entire life. So you're playing both roles to yourself whilst also trying to fight both of those voices. So, yeah, I mean, it's fun times, right? It's fun times working for yourself, and there's never a dull moment. But what can happen is this fear can kind of show up as a real people-pleasing mode before you've even taken any action. You know, you can go into, I'll do this because I know people like this. And that's really kind of stunting your own development and progress and success, right? Speed of success, or how big you set your goals, or what you want to achieve, or even being happy with where you are, right? It really kind of stunts that because you do what you think people will want you to do. And nobody's actually said, we want you to do this and we will love you more if you just do this. I doubt anybody's ever actually said that to you. If so, they're probably not people that you want in your life because they're a bit controlling and all of that. But you try and second guess what it is that people want and go for that. And it's always a distilled version, always. It's either too safe, too boring, too ordinary, too small, too big, doesn't make you happy, isn't what you want to do, bores you to tears, is what you've always done, you know, blah, 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 yawn, all that stuff that we don't want to do. And also, particularly for women, this fear of looking stupid or being too much stops us from starting things. I think it's getting easier, particularly in the online world, because we present what we want to present, right? And being a bit maverick is often seen as a good thing. But in a more traditional space, or if you are in a more traditional space, then putting your head above the parapet and being like, you just know, having, if you're an accountant, for an example, which is an industry that's always been particularly traditional, kind of staid and traditional and sensible, if you are a little bit more flamboyant, have a slightly different way of doing things. I don't mean in an illegal way. I don't mean one of those. You won't have to pay any tax when you come to me. I mean an ethical yet very personality-driven person. Then you know that can be kind of frowned upon, really. And it is difficult, but it takes each of us to set a new bar or a different bar, or you know, it doesn't have to be higher. I'm not saying about chasing massive goals here. I'm talking about being you and doing what you want to do, no matter what other people think. And they're not really going to think anything. That you have to keep remembering that, right? You will inspire more people than those who tut. You will. And the chances of getting like hate messages, it's actually pretty slim. I mean, I've been in business nearly 14 years and I don't think I've ever had any real hate. I've had the odd person who's replied to one of my emails to say, I'm a spammer. Well, you know, you can unsubscribe, mate. You joined through your own choice. You're free to leave. But I've probably had, oh, I don't know, I can think of maybe four in all that time. And you know, so that's, it's a really small percentage of people who do that. And on social media, I can't actually think of anything like that. Apathy, sure, but no real hatred. And maybe I'm just really lucky, right? But I've put out, I don't know, I've sent tens of thousands of emails and I've put out, oh God, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of social media posts across all the platforms in that time. No idea, loads. So to say, you know, to fear what people are saying, my experience is there's no basis for that, okay? But we know that of all the hundred of positive messages we get, it's the one negative that we will remember. I know that. But, you know, keep yourself a spreadsheet if it really bothers you that much. And it does bother. I'm not diminishing the fact that it does bother us. But, you know, of the number of positive messages, the number of negatives. And if your brain works on logic, then hopefully that will just show you, you know, yeah, that actually that it's a baseless fear. Doesn't mean the fear is not real, though. It just means it ain't based on fact. And from the other side of, if people don't believe in you as much as you believe in yourself, and so you dumb yourself down for that reason, then, or, you know, I don't know, don't polish your shine, or whatever the expression would be, then is it their life? Are they really that important to you? And if that's your spouse, then that's quite difficult. Yeah, when I first started my business, I went into a community that was full of people who were doing really super exciting things, and it blew my mind. And it impacted the relationship I was in at the time, because that person was very steady, very supportive, very sensible, and didn't really understand or resonate with this kind of other way of thinking. And yeah, so that was one of the contributing factors to the end of that relationship. And it's really sad looking back. And it's obviously a lot more complicated than that. But that was certainly one of the contributing factors. And it's kind of really sad that that can happen. However, it's also important to recognise that we all change as we get older. And it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. It's a fact of life. And, you know, we need to be with and around people who are not in a echo chamber necessarily of we all think and say the same and believe the same. There need to be variations of that, because echo chambers are dangerous in their own ways. But, you know, certainly the general vibe needs to be of mutual journeying, if that is the right word to use there. Yeah. People need to pull you up, not pull you down, whoever you surround yourself with. And obviously you can't get rid of all your family members. However, pick and choose what you talk to them about, right? You know, just pick and choose and don't overshare, because that just gets you into bother if the people are not on the same page as you. And that's cool. And that's how you keep these relationships going, you know, share the good stuff or the exciting stuff, but maybe not the ideas and the new things. Yeah. Don't use people as thought testers or idea testers if they don't think like you, because that is not, it's never really going to work out well, because you're going to have to spend so much time explaining like the backstory and how you think it will work and the spreadsheets that you've done to work out the financial side and all of that, that you would wish you never bothered. So just don't bother, right? But it does hurt more when it's your partner, friends or parents or family who are not kind of on the journey with you. But you can manage it. You get used to, I don't know, having different boundaries for different people, maybe. That's a good way to look at it, I think. And that's okay. You know, that's just okay to do of that. And it's also really important to understand the root of people's skepticism. It's not always malicious. It's often just not malicious at all. It's their own fear or lack of understanding or just a world that is so different to theirs. You know, if you have always had a safe and steady profession, and then there's this crazy maverick person who comes along and goes, oh, I've got a brilliant idea. I'm going to make money just by talking. I'm sorry, but what now? It's so different and so radical that there is no possible way that some people can understand that. And that's okay too, right? Because we need the steady professionals. The world needs all of these people. So don't... don't take it too much to heart, right? It's their thing, not a lack of understanding in you, right? That means that there's a subtle difference there. And people struggle to visualize things they haven't seen or done before, you know, especially us unconventional solo business owner types, you know, where I breed into unto ourselves. And often it's people projecting their worldview, which comes across as undermining yours, but isn't necessarily about undermining you or not having faith in you. It's different. But how does this external judgment, either real or the people online are going to hate me, manifest itself, right? It means you won't launch the offer. You won't do the thing. You'll hold back on raising your prices or seeking a new opportunity that could be really exciting. The stuff that you put out there that you think will be palatable, and who wants to be palatable? Nobody really. Instead of saying what you really want to say or going for what you really want to do. And that's kind of really sad, because it's not what others will say about you. Because most, you've got to remember as well that most people just don't care or just don't see or what you're doing or don't know who you are, and or it doesn't. They're also so head deep in thinking the same things that you're thinking, then they're not worrying about anyone else, right? This reality kind of doesn't exist most of the time, yet we create it as a truth. So you put stuff out that you think will be palatable instead of what you really want to say, and it's what you imagine that people will say that shuts you down. I mean, I am an absolute master of imaginary conversations. I have entire conversations in my head of how things will go and how things will pan out and what other people will, what they will say, what I will say. And then the kind of danger place for me is that that can become reality, right? I mean, I sort of know it's not reality, but I also feel in my body that it's happened. And so I feel all the emotions of this imaginary conversation having taken place. And I don't know if that's a neurodivergent thing or what, I don't know. But you've got to catch yourself that you're not actually making stuff in your head happen or have happened. Therefore, you're acting out how you would feel and how you would behave as if it had happened, because it hasn't happened. Right? Note self, Libby, it has not happened most of the time and never will happen, right? And whilst there's a part of me that wants to say to you, yeah, but it's good to prepare yourself for if it does happen, it ain't going to happen, right? It probably is not going to happen. So just kind of keep a check on what your precious, beautiful brain is doing there. Okay. Right. There's a lot going on, isn't there, with this? It's a tough one, this, I think, really. And I really like the fact, or I'm very grateful for the fact, that I've got kind of two sides of the coin from both people, because I have experienced and do constantly experience both sides of those coin. You know, what are people going to say? And yeah, but, you know, you can't do it because they've been telling you your whole life you can't do it. And that it's hard. It's like a constant battle. And I know that if actually you ever said this to anyone, or if probably if I ever said this to anyone who was on either side of that coin, they'd be mortified, absolutely mortified, because other people don't see their words the way that we see them, or their actions the way that we see them. And there often is, like I said, there's often no malice behind them. It's them expressing their own concerns and fears and kind of projecting them, and you take them on as them, yeah, blah, 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 thinking you're an idiot and all this stuff. Anyway, so what if you are not getting any external validation? And what if you're not in communities or spaces where people will cheer you on? That's hard, right? You cannot do this alone. Well, first of all, you're listening to this or watching this on YouTube. So hello, good. You've got a cheerleader right here in me. Hello. So that's one thing. But you need to become your own biggest champion, even if it is a bit awkward at first. You know, channel the channel the self-confidence of a mediocre middle-aged white man, right? And you're going to get somewhere. Because whilst that does feel awkward, you've got to just do the kind of Dr. Pepper thing of what's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that is going to happen? If you don't send the email, you know, or if you do send the email, sorry, and someone replies and says, yeah, this is shit. Okay, that's what you think. But the other 100 or 10,000 people who got this email didn't say that. Therefore, some of them didn't read it. Some of them, there's just apathy. But, you know, a couple it might have changed their day. And that's what you have to remember. It's like the one person who shouts loudest isn't always the right person, right? So some practical ideas for championing yourself is write this stuff down, get it out of your head. Have some kind of celebration rituals, you know, when you do a good job, right? It can be tiny. When you've done one thing on your to-do list, make yourself a cup of tea as a little celebration. Have these kind of celebratory rituals built into your day, because that will just help bolster yourself and ground yourself as well, and know that you're kind of doing the right thing. Be in a peer circle. It's like I say, when I first started my business, and that's when I met Chris, actually, who put one of the questions forward to today, is we've been friends for a long time. But there are communities out there. There are spaces you can join. There are Facebook groups. You know, there's networking. There's all sorts of places and spaces that you can be, that where the job is to, you know, is to kind of cheer you up, cheer you on. And also there's paid spaces as well, like my Unstuck community. You know, come join a professional supportive space that is just about dealing with the rubbish stuff and moving forward. You know, it's a space where you can just share all these wobbles and someone goes, yeah, I know, right, let's do this, this and this. And we're going to be here holding our breath until you've done it. And we're going to love you, whatever happens, right? Those places will exist. And also I want to say that the people who maybe aren't supporting you, and also the people in your head who hate you vehemently, that you kind of are holding you back, they'll either catch up with you or they won't, right? So some will never understand until they see the outcome. So you can prove them wrong. That might be a motivator for you. That's okay. You know, it doesn't matter. Just do the thing anyway. Who cares? And it's not your job to shrink to make other people feel better. It's not your job not to go for opportunities to make other people feel better. It isn't. It's not your job to just kind of live in a state of apathy about your business because you fear what others might say, right? Or to placate other people. It's not your job. Your job is to just be fabulous in whatever way that suits you, yeah? You're allowed to want more. You're allowed to back yourself up, and you're allowed to take up space. Really importantly, you can fit the space rather than, no, the space can fit you rather than you fit in the space. Yes? You can shape and mold whichever way you want. Really important to get that the right way around, eh? So really important to sum this up. Other people's opinion is not your reality, okay? If somebody says to you, that looks terrible, if you feel comfortable in it, who cares and who are they anyway, right? Their opinion is not your reality. You do not need permission to chase what lights you up. You get to do what you want to do. It's your business. So go crazy. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Weird and wonderful, high or low, wherever you want to bench, you know, put yourself, it does not matter. You get to chase what lights you up in the way that it lights you up. And trusting yourself is the first and most powerful thing that you can do. It's the most powerful unsticking force, if you're stuck, that there is. You've got to trust yourself. And so sitting with yourself, and this is what I do in my Unstuck community, what are your foundations, right? What do you believe in? What really matters to you? What drives you? What do you want to focus on? Who do you want to work with? What do you want to do? How do you want your day to look? All of these things. Sit with those and answer that question, and that will help you move forward. And everyone else be damned, okay? So go to libbylangley.com/stuck and you will get a worksheet to help you through that, to work out kind of your foundations of stuff. And it really makes a difference. And I'm not judging you. So tell me all the fabulous things that you're thinking of, what's going on in that beautiful brain of yours, and I will go, yes. Or also, okay, and also, have you thought about this, right? Because it's good to have a sensible and supportive thinking through, okay? Which is not negative. It's not judgment. It's absolutely pure from the heart support. And that's what I'm always here for. So thanks for joining me today. I'll see you on another episode of Unstuck. Ta-ra! Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.